This week's Torah reading is called Va'eira, which means, and I showed myself. And basically, starts with an answer to a question Moshe Rabbeinu asked in the previous Torah reading, Shmois. Moshe Rabbeinu was sent as an emissary to take out the children of Israel from Egypt. And he basically went, after having some arguments with God, but basically he went, and things got complicated. Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, said, no way, I'm not letting these people go. I don't know who God is. I don't care about your God. So basically, Moshe Rabbeinu came back to God and said, in Hebrew, Lama Areo Yisalam Azeh, why were you bad with these people? From the moment I went, the things got actually worse, not better. You told me about salvation and redemption and so on. Nothing of this happened. The other way around. So what's going on? Why were you bad with these people? And God, basically, at the beginning of this Torah reading, answers, I showed myself to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the forefathers, with a specific name of mine, but I did not show my real self to them. I did not keep my promise to them of giving them the land of Israel, Canaan, Israel, whatever. And go tell the Jewish people, I'm God. I'll reveal myself and you will see how I take you out of Egypt. Now, we have to try to understand over here. Our sages say that God was basically not so happy about Moshe Rabbeinu, who's asking questions over here, and I have to give you answers. Our forefathers, that's what it's actually alluding to in this answer, our forefathers did not ask any questions. They just did what they had to do, and they didn't have an easy life. In particular, Yaakov did not have an easy life, and still, they did what they had to do. And you, as soon as you find a problem, you start asking questions, you have a problem, and then blah, blah, blah. So what's going on over here with Moshe? In order to understand this, we have to know that there are basically two ways of serving God. There's a way of serving God in a way of Moshe Rabbeinu, and there's a way of serving God in a way of the forefathers. And they're really different. And over here, God is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you should know that right now, because we are going forward towards the giving of the Torah, I want to give the Torah to the Jewish people. Therefore, your service has to be like the forefathers and not like your service, so to speak. This is basically what God is answering Moshe Rabbeinu. But let's try to understand this a little bit more detailed and deeper. What's the service of God of the forefathers? What did they do? Our sages explain. Avram represents kindness. He actually personified kindness in the world to the point that God's own kindness complained to God, I have nothing to do in the world. Avram is doing everything for me. He's doing all the job, all the work of kindness. So Avram personified kindness. He did good in a physical way, in a spiritual way to every single person in the world. Yitzchak personified severity, which is not really the opposite of kindness. But severity means he was very strong and very strong-minded and very severe. Things have to be this way, cannot be the other way. This is basically Yitzchak. And then Yaakov represents a combination of both, which is usually called beauty. Because beauty means that there are many colors. If you have a garment with just one color, it's not so nice. So when you combine colors, that's suddenly beauty. Now, in the soul of a person, these three ideas, kindness, severity, and beauty, represent a way of serving God. Kindness means loving God, going forward to love God. And then you have severity represents fear of God. So you go back to yourself because you're out of fear of God. And then you have beauty, represents what in Hebrew is called Rachmanus. Rachmanus means mercy. You have mercy on yourself. That means you have mercy on a portion of God that is within yourself, and every single person knows how bad we are and how terrible we are and so on, and still there's a spark of godliness within us. So we have to have amazing mercy, tremendous mercy for God, which is inside of us. That's what Yaakov represents. Basically speaking, emotions in the heart. That's what they represent. That's the way they serve God. On the other hand, Moshe Rabbeinu represents intellect. He said about himself, "Anachnu ma, what am I? What are we? Aaron, my brother and me, what are we?" Like ma represents a what. That's the translation of the word. And basically, the intellect asks, what? Intellect wants to know, wants to understand. Therefore, that's why, as soon as a problem came up, Moshe Rabbeinu started asking questions. Hey, why were you bad with these people? What are you doing over here? I don't understand my mission. That was his way of serving God, understanding. Interestingly, to point out that when the children of Israel received the Torah in Mount Sinai, right before the receiving of the Torah, they said, Na'aseh v'nishma, we will do and then we will understand. That means that there's a virtue in the service of God, not necessarily understanding, but doing what you have to do. And emotions, the heart, is so close to the action that actually go and do what you have to do, because you feel a drive towards that thing to do what you have to do, or not do what you know you don't have to do, and so on. So emotions are closer, so to speak, to action, to reality in this world. Moshe Rabbeinu is like seichel, intellect. Intellect is more like, yeah, I'm closed within myself. I want to understand this. I don't care about the world. I just want to learn this and understand it. And anything could be happening around you. You don't really care. You are within yourself. That's the quality of, characteristic of intellect. Characteristic of emotion is to go out of yourself and to do what you have to share and talk and be with others. Intellect is the characteristic of being by yourself, for yourself, within yourself. And furthermore, if people start talking to you when you're trying to understand something, if people are making noise around you when you're trying to understand something, it bothers you. Like, get out of here. I want to be alone. I just want to understand this. That's intellect. And that was Moshe Rabbeinu. So God told Moshe Rabbeinu, I guarantee you that you're going to receive the Torah. I'm going to give the Torah. And one of the main things of Torah is, go do what you have to do and don't do what you don't have to do. One of the main things in the Torah is not necessarily to ask questions. I mean, you have to know what you have to do and know what you don't have to do. So you're going to have to ask, hey, what's my mission over here? What's God expecting of me? Not so much what am I expecting of God, but what's God expecting of me? However, once you know what God is expecting of you, who cares why? And who cares what that does mean? The point is, go do what you have to do. And that's the quality of the forefathers. That's why when Moshe Rabbeinu started asking questions, why were you bad to these people? God immediately told him, wait a second. I showed myself to the forefathers with a specific name that represents restrictions and concealment of the presence of God. And still, they didn't ask any questions. And you, I showed myself my true me, my true myself, a specific name of God, ineffable name, with a yud, a hey, and a vav, and a hey, four letters for a name. It's a very special thing that represents, in Hebrew, ha-yahoy ve-ve-ye, was, is, and will be, everything together. In other words, what God was saying, Moshe Rabbeinu, is, I understand you perfectly. I know your thing is to ask questions. But you know what? Right now, it's a moment to combine this intellectual service of God with an emotional service of God. And in this particular trait of emotions is, go do what you have to do. Because this is what the Torah is all about. Say our sages. The deed, action is the main thing. So you have to go and do. And that's what the forefathers did. So you know what? You also. Let's combine over here. Come down, said God to Moshe Rabbeinu, from your place of intellect and over there, separated from the world. Everybody else bothers me, like we said before. Come down into emotions, into dealing with the world, in order to refine the world and make it a dwelling place for God.